Mike Gokey sits in a booth at the Atomic Cowboy on Manchester, enjoying a lunchtime fajita and reflecting on names that have come and gone in the neighborhood he's called home for 40 years.
The neighborhood was divided up into several mini neighborhoods that all had different names, mostly attributable to the attempt to do some community organizing around the Human Development Corporation.
Gokey says the current Forest Park Southeast moniker took hold in a similar way. The Washington University Medical School and the area's aldermen created a housing development corporation in the 1980s and named it for the neighborhood's general location.
Most of the people that live in this area will say, I live in Forest Park Southeast. In the sense of owning the name, I don't know that people get that engaged.
Gokey is that engaged, and he's dismayed by another transformation that's underway. This one centered on Manchester, the very street where he's sitting down for lunch.
I have no problem with the strip being named the Grove. To the degree that people want to say that the neighborhood is the Grove, I have a big problem. The strip has a completely different set of priorities.
Atomic Cowboy owner Chip Schloss was a key figure in the rebranding effort. He says the name goes back to an old census map that called the area Adams Grove. It was originally intended to refer just to the stretch of Manchester between Van Deventer and Kings Highway.
But as the people moved into the neighborhood and more merchants came along, it really started to catch on. And people started to embrace it.
Historian Nini Harris likes Schloss's decision to reach into the neighborhood's past to help define its future. She's written nearly a dozen books on St. Louis neighborhoods.
It's so important for any community, just as for our entire nation, to know our history. And names are one way we can encourage that.
And history is exactly where Alderman Charles Quincy Troop is looking in his effort to rebrand part of the First Ward. Troop's not offended by the name of the Mark Twain neighborhood and the way some of his constituents are. He just doesn't think it's relevant.
We needed something that we could recognize that was a part of our experience. And in that, we had these two black women, Evelyn Marker and Joanne Wayne.
As North City neighborhoods go, Mark Twain isn't doing that badly. But you can tell that this enclave bordered roughly by Union, I-70, the Archer Daniels Midland grain silos, and the cemeteries on Florissant has seen better days. Troop wants residents to know that it wasn't always like this. Walker and Wayne were leading community activists who got residents to care about where they lived and could use their clout as Democratic power brokers to get services the area needed. Changing the name to honor them, Troop says, gives constituents a reason to own the area again.
When you hit Kings Highway and Southwest and Van Deventer, and you look up on the bank and you see the hill, that means something. It gives them pride, it gives them dignity, it gives them ownership. That is the same thing that I'm trying to do to North St. Louis.
Historian Nini Harris says Troop's top-down approach probably won't be that effective. She says her research has found that the most successful name changes start at the grassroots level. And 92-year-old Herschel Parks isn't sure that his neighborhood has the spirit it would take to make the proposed Wayne Walker name stick.
I've been here 44 years, and I've noticed that besides one other person, I'm the only one that goes out in the alley and sweep the alley or pull weeds or try to keep things going.
And because neighborhood names aren't set by law, Troop's legislation is, for all intents and purposes, moot. The alderman remains undaunted. He says he'll keep trying to change the name, but calls starting a conversation a victory, too. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.